single best performance of the season from Patrick Mahomes. That is the best he has looked all year. He was doing classic Mahomes stuff, running for some first downs. They kept biting on the run. So, like, clearly part of their coaching strategy was don't let him run for the first down. So the first, like, three, he dumped the pass over the top to Samaje Perine, hit Noah Gray on one where it's just like, oh, you think I'm going to run? Oh, well, I'll just flip it over there. It was the best he's looked all season. Great on the opening drive, sustained every drive, got the ball in the end zone. Like, this is 2 weeks in a row where I thought Patrick Mahomes looked really good. I know the stat line is going to say he's thrown more interceptions than touchdowns. I don't care.
That's the same thing we did say, that if you actually watch these games, in particular the last 2 weeks, you can notice the truly game-winning plays that he's able to make. And in this game, it was a third down plays. And a lot of times, yeah, it was with his feet. I think there's also some truth to the fact that he's running more now, and the stuff that happened on the sideline last week and some of the discussion around that, and, you know, players being worried to get a penalty. In a weird way, that's also helping him in the passing game now, because defenders are more worried about Mahomes' leg. There's all of it ends up helping you. But it was Houdini stuff at times, again, from Patrick Mahomes that we have seen time and time again throughout his career. And then we know he ended up hurting his ankle at one point and was ultimately able to come back and didn't miss any time or anything like that. And I'm sure it'll be something that is sore for him this week or something. But
he's got an extra
day.
That's
part of his game right now. It's back. I think we've all seen in the playoffs, go through this run, when Mahomes is at his best, he's also doing it with his feet. As much as we all know what the arm is and everything and the decision-making there, but when he's at his best and they've gone on these runs, it's because he's had the third and nine and he's able to move out of the pocket and somehow, like, he has no business getting the first down, but somehow he does, you know, making the defender take a bad angle, whatever it may be. We've all had the jokes about, you know, how fast he is or whatever, but like when he wants and needs a third and eight with his legs, he ends up looking like one of the fastest guys on the field, just magically. It's insane. He knows how to take the right angle, man. And it's been beneficial here recently in the passing game now, too, because they're honoring the legs again.
Yeah, they're back to just jumping ahead because they realize, uh-oh, we're in trouble, right? How do we combat this end of it? I went to go look because I was like, I wonder if he, like, where the Lamar Mahomes MVP conversation is.
After
now,
Lamar's,
of course,
lost
that Lamar's
yesterday.
Team lost to a 1-5 or 1-6, whatever the hell they were. A miserable point, I guess, I'm making. Mm-hmm. Browns team, who are now better, of course, because Deshaun Watson's not their quarterback. They're the funniest team in the league. For two straight years, you could have put, and I'm not even kidding, literally any other quarterback who starts for an NFL team or is a backup for an NFL team, and they're better. Like, Case Keenum could come out of retirement, and somehow the Browns would be a better football team than led with Deshaun Watson. And because he's such a terrible person, it brings me joy. Okay? It makes me laugh to watch the Browns immediately become more dangerous, even though Kansas City does have to play them in a few more weeks. And that game got tougher, obviously, because they have to face Jameis Winston. Right now, Lamar is still the favorite, though, to win the MVP at most books. You know, the odds vary a little bit. He's, let's do FanDuel. You know, you sponsor him. Plus 350. Josh Allen's plus 300 there, so he's actually the favorite at all the other books. Josh Allen, or Lamar Jackson's the favorite, and then Mahomes is third. He's still third. Jared Goff fourth. Jared Goff is still the best value in all of this. His team keeps 50 winning.
50-plus against the Titans yesterday. Jared that Goff game was 14-14 at one point. They won 50-something.
At one point, they had 21 or 28 points, and Jared Goff had like 19 passing yards. He had nothing to do with it.
They were up 42-14, and he had 28. He ended up with 85 passing yards and three touchdowns.
They scored 50 points. He had 80.
Jeez. Yeah, that offense is something else. I mean, a lot of things have to happen. We were talking about this last year with the Lions, but offensively, like, if we a Chiefs Lions Super Bowl would be pretty ridiculous.
I would say the
Chiefs defense with that offense on the other side, plus still the ability of Mahomes, and the Lions haven't been in a Super Bowl.
Aiden Hutchinson would return. Remember, they said maybe late in the season. Didn't they say that with Aiden?
Is that one of those?
When we first got hurt, it was like he could be available to them if they made the Super Bowl. I think it was like the initial line right after the Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah.
So like in the few weeks leading up to that, I'd be like, where's Aiden Hutchinson? How's he recovering? Is it coming close?
It would be probably 70-30 Lions fans or something in the Super Bowl for that one.
It'd be a lot like the Eagles one, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like what we just saw in Vegas yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think that would be the case. You're right. The Eagles one in particular, where the Chiefs got outnumbered. That's true.
Mahomes has still got a good chance to win the MVP, because by the end of the year, I think the stats will even up. there'd be a lot more touchdowns and interceptions the rest of the way. The fact that he went two straight weeks without a passing touchdown is so uncommon for him. The other part about this is obviously part of the reason it's working, right? Is that on the opening drive where they go and score a touchdown, who are the featured players? Travis Kelce, DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think that's an accident. They ran the ball well, and then they threw the ball to Travis Kelce and DeAndre Hopkins. The only two people who should regularly get the ball. The other guys, right, you find ways to work them in or manage the side of it. But, I mean, that's who you want to throw the football to.
You should be even more excited about DeAndre Hopkins. We're going to talk about him in 12 minutes or so. Even though it was two catches, nothing crazy on the stat line, but, boy, the one catch in particular that he had right before halftime, that's a catch that they don't have anybody else in the receiver room that can make that catch.
Nope.
Best hands on the team. We saw why that's been his story that's followed him throughout his career. Like, everybody's acknowledged that, whether it was in Houston or Arizona, Tennessee, and now in Kansas City. Like, that was a big-time catch. Like, yeah, you look at the box score, and you're like, okay, yeah, big deal, guys. He had two catches for, like, 29 yards. Now, that one catch was massive in the moment. Both of them, actually, on third down conversion. What was a third down conversion? And just that kind of catch, it's been a long time since we've seen anybody be able to make a catch like that.
Outside of the 10 seconds where the Raiders had the ball at like the 3-yard line with a chance to take the lead, that game was pretty stress-free by NFL game standards. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, the Raiders never felt like a good enough team to beat the Chiefs, and they weren't a good enough team to beat the Chiefs. And I feel like we're just barreling towards, look at the Chiefs schedule. And obviously the Broncos can, they're salty. We've talked about them before. They are an annoying team. They're not going to be easy to beat in 2 weeks before they take on Buffalo. But both teams are going to be favored by 4 or 5, Buffalo and Kansas City. And we're going to be talking about a game in which they're heading to Buffalo, where Buffalo has 2 losses and a chance to make it 1-game difference with the tiebreaker against Kansas City, where Kansas City will have a chance to essentially, in my opinion, clinch the 1 seed in the playoffs based on the way that it might go.
Yeah, if they're undefeated going to the Bills game and then they win that one just from tiebreakers and everything like that, the 1 seed conversation should be at that point over, unless you think suddenly this team is just randomly falling apart. And we've said this over and over. They're not playing great football yet. I think we've seen the last 2 weeks. We're starting to see them play a little bit better
in
multiple areas, and the defense has been very constant.